Both of the stories in today's gospel reading are about the faith and hope of the people Jesus encounters. They couldn't have been any more different. Jairus was a respected Jewish leader in the synagogue. He was important, and it could not have been an easy decision to break from the crowd and go to Jesus. But his reason to act, the health and life of his daughter, was more important than the opinions of the authorities. And he opened his heart and mind to Jesus. The unnamed woman was unclean and had lived on the fringes of society for the 12 long years she had been afflicted. She had no one to act on her behalf, and so she made the bold move to act. She could not act as overtly as Jairus did by going to Jesus directly, but her faith and hope as a marginalized woman were just as strong as that of the religious leader who enjoyed every privilege in the world. When we think of healing today, cure is often the first thing that springs to mind. We have access to what seems like unimaginable and unlimited technology and skill. And that's what we hold as the gold standard. There are those who tell us if our faith is strong enough, then whatever inflicts us, physical, emotional, or spiritual, will be fixed. If our faith is strong and true. You and I know that is simply not true. Each of us knows someone with deep faith who has not been cured. Many of us have experienced something in our own lives that, despite our faith, has not ended up the way we would have preferred. At Jairus' request to heal his daughter, Jesus and the crowd that has gathered head off to his home. On the way, he experiences the touch of an unknown person and asks who it was. I'm sure that woman came forward with fear, expecting to be admonished or punished for her boldness. Instead, Jesus tells her the faith that made her take a risk brings her healing and an end to her suffering. As the entourage continues on, they learn that during that delay, Jairus' daughter has died. Jesus says to him, "Don't be afraid, believe." He says that to Jairus' face in front of the assembled crowd, and then heals this girl in the presence of her parents and his followers. This young girl, who was at 12 years old, just on the cusp of adulthood, would be, along with her parents, living witnesses to Jesus and his ministry. Jairus and the unnamed, uncleaned woman both believed and trusted that what they asked of Jesus, Jairus for his daughter and the woman on her own behalf, would be granted. In both those circumstances, the hoped-for outcome was realized. Yet that's not always the case, even for the most steadfast believer in the power of Jesus. If faith, trust, and hope were all it took, then there would be no negative outcomes in any situation. What faith, hope, and trust in our world do, even for those who do not follow Jesus, is give rise to exploration, discovery, wonder, and inventions that benefit us all. Every step toward the new and unknown is indeed a step in faith, since the outcome is unsure or will perhaps be surprising. Those footsteps along a path that is new and is one where we can't see the destination are risky. But those footsteps can yield a place and a future we can't imagine when we start out. Perhaps this week, as you remember the gospel reading today, You'll think about a time when faith and trust in God took you to a new place, one that you could not have imagined. A place where you begin to feel a peace and wholeness in your heart, whether or not your physical or emotional health are perfect. I pray for each of us that we are touched by the wholeness that faith, trust, and hope can bring, no matter what we face in our hearts and our lives. Healing does not necessarily come as we hope or expect. It's countercultural to think of healing not as cure, but as the gift from God that makes us whole. Amen.